722, Alabama's Morning News. I'm JT. I'm telling you, Sammy Hagar's a better Van Halen guy than David Lee Roth. Leah, what do you think there?
I know you love that song.
I know you're a Sammy guy. I know you're California Sammy girl.
I like them both.
All right. Leah's coming up bottom of the hour with her news here in just about 7 minutes. And what story is you working on, Leah?
Well, we have some new information about that plumber that was shot and killed by the guy that hired him. And we're getting a more detailed look at that new stadium coming to downtown Birmingham. Those stories and more in less than 7 minutes.
Yeah, as Chevy Chase would say, it's a real beaut, Clark. That stadium is a real beaut.
All right.
Joining us now, Jay Radler from DayTradeFund.com. Talk about what's going on with the Feds and our interest rates. So, Jay, they cut them again. So good news or bad news?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. I mean,
I'm talking to you.
Well, for me, no, it's not good. The Fed had three choices. They could stand pat and do nothing. Mm-hmm. They could raise or they could cut. And now in this, what's been the second action in a row, they've decided to cut the interest rates. And the problem is that we are seeing that the signal, unintended or not, that's being sent, the JT basically tells Wall Street, tells investors, tells the world, we are concerned about the future of our economic health and that of a global economy. And I really don't think that's the message that needs to be sent, because the Fed made it clear that they would act one way or another based on what they considered their inflationary red flags. Mm-hmm. As they started to pop up, they looked at the average wage, they looked at the economic growth, they looked at consumer spending. They've got an eye on the oil, also the China trade agreement, all of these things. Mm-hmm. And none of that's really pointing towards any approach towards inflation. So why are they acting? I don't know. Apparently they've got to be doing something, like the tech guys that are always trying to change things because that's what they do. And the Fed just jumps in, and it's not something I agree with. Wall Street on the news just kind of down a little bit. The futures are down a bit this morning. That really didn't react. But I tell you, it's certainly adding to the concern that, maybe there's stuff the Fed knows that we don't, that suggests that maybe we should be more worried than we are as we kind of close out this year.
Was this as a significant cut or just a little one?
It was a little one, but again, significant or not, the headlines read that the Fed cut interest rates. Oh, P.S., they may do it one or two more times this year. You and I last year, we came into this year talking about what? How many times the Fed was going to raise interest rates because of the economy.
Yep.
We've not only gone from, third gear to neutral, now slammed into reverse. We're backtracking, and I just don't think, given all of the things that are connected with the country's economic engine, that that's the best thing to do. But look, I'm not in charge. They are. That's the course they've decided to point this country in from an economic standpoint, and it'll be left to be seen if it's the right call or not.
Jay, we've always talked about this. When they drop the rates, it's a short-term plus for consumers and our listeners. So same effect here that people listening now that want to get loans, borrow money, mortgages, short-term better rates?
Absolutely. It's something that we can look at as consumers that will benefit us. Of course, you always have that thing in the back of your mind, should I wait a little bit longer in case the deal sweetens just a bit? Mm. More often than not, though, I mean, you lose out if you try to wait. You're never going to pick the bottom of anything, be it a stock or interest rates.
Right.
So if it's something that works for you personally, where you can save some money and do what you can, take advantage of it now, because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next month. And if you can, better your financial standing now by moving some things around, by all means, now would be the time to do it.
Yeah, as you said, they're thinking about maybe even one or two more cuts by the end of the year. So that's not an indication that the economy's going in the right direction as far as the Fed goes. But when you look at the job numbers, you look at the unemployment numbers, the concept is there that, hey, the president's got things on the right track. But all of a sudden, here comes the Fed with this left field curveball. Well, wait a minute. We don't think it's – is that going to be politically used against him, do you think?
Oh, I think it could be. But really, I think right now what we're looking at is more than anything the left hoping that we see some sort of a retraction in the stock market, because they have been calling since the day the man was elected that the stock market – and we've talked about it for all these years – was going to go right down the toilet. Well – it's done the exact opposite. And now we're looking at a market that, my goodness, is at 27,000. And people are thinking, you know, this bad boy could drift upwards to 28, 29. And is 30 even out of the question?
So it's crazy. You know, when you and I used to talk, you know, years ago, it was like, my gosh, we've hit 12,000. It's in the Dow's incredible. Well,
and we hit 20. My gosh, are we ever going to be able to stay above that?
Right. All right. Jay Ratliff, thanks for the update and the clarification on this. I appreciate you, buddy, as always. 728, Alabama's Morning News. Leah coming up in traffic and weather together. Just about 3 minutes, Alabama's Morning News.